Today was day four of a security lockdown in Brussels, Belgium. It's serious stuff. The authorities are still looking for a suspect linked to the Paris attacks. They've even asked Belgians to refrain from tweeting about any police activity they might witness. And in response, Belgians have flooded Twitter with pictures of kitties. Yep, they're posting mocking photos of cats shooting guns, cats in disguise, cats with their paws in the air. This does not surprise Willem de Grave. He co-directs the Belgian Center for Comic Strips in Brussels.
We Belgian people, we always love to take things not too seriously. And when there is something happening, we always find time to make a joke about it and to put things down to earth.
It's interesting. Even the Belgian police force responded with a picture of a bowl of cat food, thanking all the Belgian cats for their support during the lockdown. Is this about humor or is it about spontaneity, kind of just getting the timing right with this stuff?
I think it's something more. We Belgian people, we don't like that much authority. We are not a nation of superstars. We prefer that everybody is on the same level. And that's the same for police, in fact. Although they are there to control and to protect us, they still are considered to be human peoples, just like everybody. The fact that they can find time in very serious situations for a joke tells a lot about our mentality.
Is that attitude helping kind of Belgium, Brussels get back to normal, even though there's a, you know, we're in day four of this lockdown? I guess it is going to be mostly lifted tomorrow, but is that helping people kind of readjust and find a sense of normalcy?
I think so, because some situations, you have two options. You can cry and become depressed, or you can just accept and make the best of it. And it some kind of reassure me that even now there is time for humor.
So as a co-director of the Belgian Center for Comic Strips, I mean, let's remember, Belgium is a country that gave the world Tintin and the Smurfs. I got to say, aside from Professor Calculus and his bumbling character, Tintin isn't really humorous. But where does the big tradition of cartooning come from in Belgium?
Belgium, it's a small country. We only have 11 million inhabitants, but we are quite a complex country. We have three official languages. We have Dutch, French, and a little bit of German. And besides, in our history, Belgium was almost the whole time occupied by other nations. At one period were the Spaniards ruling here, then it were the Austrians, then the Dutch, then the French. This had many consequences. Communication was always tough and complicated in our regions. We think that people here, they understood very quickly that communication with images was so much more efficient than communication through text, communication through words. Comics, of course, it's a perfect example of visual communication.
Wow, that's fascinating. What about the cat tweets? Have you seen one that you really like?
I think my favorite one is the mixture between a cat and a painting of René Magritte. René Magritte is one of our most famous painters. He was a surrealist painter. And the tweet of which I'm talking about is a painting of Magritte where you see a hat. And on the tweet now, there is coming a cat outside of the hat. It was very funny, and it was a really nice reference to our cultural history.
One of my favorite painters, I guess, Ceci n'est pas un chat, doesn't really work.
yes.
Willem de Grave co-directs the Belgian Center for Comic Strips in Brussels. Thanks very much for your time today.
It's my pleasure, Marco.